You didn't have the knowledge, did you?
No, I didn't pick any.
Yep.
Expanding.
Put it into the toast.
I don't know whether you want to sort of do that as well.
No, I'll come in and cut it.
Champion, and you need a very long memory to remember the last one, will begin today by Cliff Richard. As we know, is a great tennis fan, apart from singing a bit. His scheme, the Cliff Richard Tennis Trail, will try to change the game's image, take it away from the public school image, take it into the inner cities. Later, the trail will visit Plymouth, but it's starting in North London, from where Jeremy Cook has this report.
Well, it's been going.
Have you listened to it?
Only odd little tiny bits. I mean, I haven't bothered to listen to a lot of it.
Oh,
you're taking the bread out, have you?
Oh, these bits?
Yeah, I was just going to
have
that.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know whether I shouldn't think so. I don't know what they're going to do. And I mean, I don't know how they work it. Must be quite a job, I should think.
Welcoming to young players, and often they're expensive. The Lawn Tennis Association has received its share of criticism for the somewhat fuddy-duddy image of the sport.
I just
its
popped it down for a minute because I turned them over.
Oh, I see.
The director of the RTA's national training. He says the Cliff Richard scheme will complement schemes already being run by the association.
The more private enterprise, the more the so-called class barriers will be broken down. But I think it's up to every single tennis club in the country to also look at themselves and say, are they doing everything they possibly can to attract the youngsters in their local area and given the youngsters with some talent the best possible opportunities.
I think that's all right now.
The Cliff Richard Trail may produce its first results by the end of the summer when an assessment will be made for the youngsters it's helped take up the sport. Sylvan Nayadu is one of the scheme's coaches.
I'm sure there's somewhere in the back street, somewhere in the East End, there's a child hitting a ball against the wall, and one day, if he's discovered, he'll probably be the next Wimbledon champion.
We don't agree. We think that the next Wimbledon champion could well go and knock down one of the coaches on the Cliff Richard Trail. Sylvan Nayadu heading down the wall. Until Thursday. One of Britain's major banks, the National Westminster, has blamed the recession for a big drop in profits. They fell almost 80% last year to £110 million. Locally, more than 1,200 low-cost homes will be built in Devon during the next year as part of a £35 million programme unveiled by the Housing Corporation. Most of the houses will be for rent. A Plymouth man has been jailed for 2.5 years after more than 100 tablets of the drug ecstasy were discovered hidden in a cuddly toy at his home. Frederick Tibbet pleaded guilty to possessing the drug with intent to
supply.
As we've heard already on this programme, an inquiry is underway into a swimming accident at Torquay's English Riviera Centre, where a six-year-old boy was found at the bottom of the pool. He's now on a life support machine at Torbay Hospital. Management
but you see, at six, his parents ought to have been watching the pool as well, really.
An elderly South Devon woman has died in a car crash in Wiltshire. 82-year-old Hilda Ryan was a passenger in the car when it was crushed by a lorry.
I mean, I don't think I would have.
I think he apparently seemed to have an older brother with him. Mm. They said something about what the older brother had said. I can't really remember what it was.
And presumably he could swim, but you don't know that. It just hasn't come out, has it?
Jesus. Still very seriously ill in the hospital. And it could be that he wouldn't survive. I have to put in my investment
income
interest as well.
But that is paid gross. That is paid. They don't deduct. There isn't any tax deducted from
that. That's right. But you have to put that and put your...
You've got to show all your income, in other words.
They can find out the interest, I suppose.
Well, your book went in last November, didn't it? Looking up.
I'm just looking at the selection of flowers.
Mm.
I don't know when it went in. Was it November?
goes in November, yeah.
But I don't always put it in, do I?
No. I think you did this year. But I do, you know, I don't remember seeing those standing up as tall as that. They're really quite pretty. So it's starting. What are you going for, Dan?
Well, just to get some of that
soup mix or something.
Soup mix, yes. I mean, I know it's stupid. I just wanted to. And there's no hurry at all for it. And if you'd rather go somewhere else now,
that's all right. We'll enjoy
that. Go there another time. I don't mind. I mean, if there's any walk there that you know that we could sort of just have a little walk, as it were.
Yes, I'm trying to think where there might be.
Oh, they've got names on those gates now. Did you notice
that? Hillside. Here, you mean?
No, on the, what do you call them?
Yes, I think I have seen that.
The cottage on one side and something on the other. Something on the big gate. This can be our half-term treat.
Right.
Did something right to him.
Yes, I can't remember now.
Helen's still at college, presumably, is she? I mean, they don't have half terms, do they?
I think they do, actually.
Oh, do they?
There you are, oh, dog warden.
Yes. Now, I filed my nail this morning because it was catching. I didn't file it long enough, obviously, but I filed it with that, you know, you opened up the...
Oh, yes, yeah.
And left the file on the windowsill. I hope he pulls in and lets people go past.
He's going left here. going into the cemetery. Trouble is, the person in front's got a trailer as well.
Oh, yes, huh? Right into there. From their lodge.
Oh, this one's going right as well. Oh, very good. I don't know.
Talking about something I'd mentioned about Paul, and then I said about
Helen.
Oh, yes, I was going. Anyway, Richard was feeling quite relieved about the.
I think so, yes, the planning permission being turned down, yeah.
Well, I don't blame him.
No, I don't.
Sometimes I think he sort of...
I mean, he's got a nice house there. He doesn't want it spoiled. The trouble is, I mean, if it did came up and he wanted to sell, it would obviously decrease the value. All the rubbish from the takeaway as well, blowing into his garden. I mean, it wouldn't have been very pleasant. It's a shame because, I mean, I think what they've got is really, you know, they'd be hard put to it to get anything as good, really, at the price, I think. Mind you, they'd probably get 100,000 of theirs, I think, now.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Remember when we used to come out here for primroses? A long time ago, isn't it?
We come out this far?
Well, used to come out to Totnes, didn't we?
Oh,
yes,
Totnes, yes.
Well, the sun's trying to come through now.
Said they might be roosting up in the sun. Seen any primroses
sort of right
on the
hedges
yet?
No.
But they're in the garden, all right,
but then they've been there in the garden over winter as well. That's right. Got a sheep there. Thursday, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Oh, yes, that's said she'd try me again.
Bridget?
Before the weekend, you know, to say when they'd be coming. She said that had been her first early's morning.
Had it. No.
Possibility for a new job, and I didn't mention it to her.
No, well,
I'm
not absolutely sure from what Bob said whether she even knows about it. I think, I don't know, I may be wrong there, but.
You ought to go down and investigate the. Watermans, you know. You know, people say, well, of course, it's changed ownership. Well, things change ownership, and it can be for the better as well as for the worse, can't it?
No, I didn't get to read it either. Something on the right, I think it was. Bed and breakfast there, whatever that is.
That's it. Sounded like a snack bar that might be on a day by or something.
It must be here, look. Gosh, suddenly a lot of traffic. That's the first three of them.
It's market day in Totnes. Funny. When Richard came in the other day and said he'd been to the dentist, and you said, oh, well, they haven't been in touch with us yet.
Yes, isn't it? We shall be able to meet this lady. It was funny to hear Mr. not Harold.
Along the river, can't you? That's a dirty place, isn't it? You can walk along and, you know, when there are salmon leaping.
Well, there's only the road. I don't think there's a walk along there. Not here.
there was somewhere. They've got that big sculpture somewhere about there.
Well, I mean, we can. I'll go to Dartington via that back road, because you can go that way, turn off up here, and see.
Was it through the grounds
of
the college?
Well,
that I'm thinking of?
You can drive through the grounds of the college.
Other lights?
Yeah.
Iffer side and Dart side. Remember where it was, except that I did walk somewhere one time, and very, very nice thing. Spent time on the salmon where the walk there is the riverside walk.
Oh, so there is, yes. Well, we've never been along that, actually. Yeah, making ponds and things by the looks of things.
Making new roads.
Making ponds by the looks of things.
Yeah. I wonder if the only time I was that I saw this was.
See, there's
somewhere. Christopher was with us.
See, that's no parking in this area.
Well, it doesn't matter really, it's just that sort of...
It looks like there is a walk down there, but we've never been on it. But tell you where you may be thinking of. You may be thinking of that walk that goes towards the adventure park at the other side of Buckfastleigh.
No, it wasn't. It was here in the grounds of Dartington.
We've sat here in the car and watched the birds down there.
I'm wondering whether it was we walked up a hill and the sculpture was sort of up on the hill.
There's the railway line down there, you'll see. Yeah.
Can't think of how we got in. But that looks fairly.
That's very new, yes.
Somewhere, do you know a bridge anywhere here? Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it is funny.
I have got a sort of vague feeling that maybe it wasn't with you we walked along it, maybe it was Christopher and Amanda. College building.
Okay, that's Park Road there. Now, I've never been down there. I've just seen traffic a long way down here leading to Ella Park and Warren Lane. Now, I've never been along here, and I don't know, but I kind of coming up the road, I saw cars down here. And there's no through road there, obviously. Well, there's no point in going through here then like that.
He's turning around, isn't he? Oops. She says, come on.
Get out of here, I think.
Or is this the...
This is the car park.
Well, this is the car park, is it?
Well, this is the car park for driving from college, which you can get out through here.
Yeah. Well, it isn't the college, because that's all art and design up there somewhere.
Oh, I think it's more than likely.
Our cottages. Sleeping policemen, they I suppose with all the students wandering about. Just bend that. Yes, I wonder where that was, because I'm sure there was a Henry Moore sculpture.
Oh, there's a Henry Moore sculpture in the grounds.
Yeah.
Dartington.
Well, it was there.
Yeah.
That we walked.
The river, but I don't know the river.
No, sort of.
No.
We walked up, sort of like a field. But we were near to the river where we saw the salmon.
Get to the... No, I can't get to it there. Through there, can I? No.
Oh, so you knew about the Henry Moore statue there?
Well, I then remembered that we'd seen it. It's in the grounds.
Yeah, well, you see, this was in the grounds of Darkington, as I said.
But it's that side, away from the river, you know. I can't link it with the river.
Well, we walked.
Yeah.
Like, it would be up a sort of hill like that, a grassy place. Oh, a lot of footpath up there. There.
Cars parked here for Dartington?
Yeah. here, daffodils out here. To the left.
No, yes. Well, there's one two further along, actually, so...
There are plenty up there. Well, certainly one there and one there. One there. Depends on which way they like to get in. They like to get in that way.
Now, if you like to get out before I get in right tight. Oh, they have, yes.
Do you know if this is the only entrance into this place? Because we left our car in a car park.
There are three car parks. There's one there. That's the first level. There's this one. And there's a third one up there.
And that's it all? There's nothing...
No, there's nothing down that way, as far as I know.
It must be one of these.
It's one of these, yes.
Thanks very much.
That's the first one you come to, that one.
No, we went into about the second or third, I think. It's the one up there.
Well, that's the second, and that's the third.
So we can get to it by going up this way.
Or you can go out that way, yes. But, I mean, if, you know, you can walk through to make sure you're not there if you want, but you can go up. That's the way to it.
Okay.
All right. Oh, well, you've lost your car park. Yeah, well, they don't think it was the first one, no. No. Now,
where was that shop?
Well, is it here?
No,
oh, yeah, it's a food you want, isn't it? Yeah. So it's up here further. Yeah. Now, what's in here, is it? Well, there's herbs and things here, you see, look. I mean, it may be further up.
I know I've got some, but I don't know where.
Diddle tops.
What?
I say diddle tops, rosemary.
Rosemary, I go out to the garden for.
Yes, you do, don't you? Mm. Certainly some mixed scents here, aren't there? We can get aniseed here.
Want some aniseed?
Yeah.
550 for
that. Hmm. Soap mix. Mm. Is that what you wanted? Dear, homemade orange ground rice cake, £2.20. So how much would your sponge be?
68
pence. Yeah. Dear, homemade chocolate Victoria sandwich, £2.20. Marmalade buns.
They look quite nice. I might try that.
Well, I don't know. Is that? I don't think that's 38, is it? Probably 38 pence each, I should think. Hmm.
Reckon.
Well, I don't, well, that's 23. You see those,
look how thin these are.
Yeah. See those jars of fruit there?
Yeah.
How much do you think? Have a guess.
£2.50.
Pardon?
£5.50.
Have another guess. £8.70. £8.70.
Oh, now have they
that scrumpy is 99 pence. grumpy cider, 2.45 that bottle.